Oh, Kathy is back with us from Bellevue. Hello, Kathy.
Did you have a question? Hi, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you bet.
I was wondering, a while back, Dr. Wright was talking about some hormones that help with breast cancer, and I didn't write it down, and I just wondered if you could tell me what that was.
Well, I assume he was talking about a couple of protective estrogen metabolites. One is estriol. That's spelled E-S-T-R-I-O-L. That's something we typically look for on a 24-hour urine collection because, you know, when we're balancing a woman's hormones postmenopausally, we try to give more estriol than the other estradiol because the estriol is more protective, and that giving more estriol actually raises the estrogen quotient, which has been shown to protect against recurrence and progression into breast cancer. So I'm sure estriol was something that he mentioned. The other thing we often combine with that is something called 2-methoxyestradiol, which is a downstream metabolite. So what happens is your liver basically breaks down the estrogens, and it forms a certain amount of the more toxic metabolites, something called 4-hydroxyestrone. That's probably the most the strongest indicator of your risk of breast cancer. But the 2-methoxyestradiol is really fascinating. You can Google that and get quite a bit of research. In fact, I'm under the assumption that the NIH is studying this and they're trying to patent it as a oral treatment or cream treatment for treating breast cancer. So the 2-methoxyestradiol is there's pretty exciting research around that.
2-methoxyestradiol?
Yes, exactly.
Estradiol. Okay, so are they basically the same thing? But one is estriol, and the other is estradiol.
Well, it's a downstream metabolite of estradiol, so it's a specific metabolite, and sometimes we'll even use that as a means of breast cancer prevention, as far as, you know, having a woman who has a history of breast cancer, that can sometimes be very helpful in prevention. So, mm-hmm. So okay. That's one of those hormones he probably did mention.
Okay, so it's
2-methoxyestradiol, it's called.
Now, I would have to have that at a compound, right? Pharmacy?
Yes, that is a prescription, and not many pharmacies, compounding pharmacies, actually carry it, but we are in contact with some that do carry that through prescription. Mm-hmm. So we often can add that to your bioidentical hormone cream. So,
well, the bioidentical hormone cream, that wouldn't be good for breast cancer, would it?
Well, it all depends. I mean, a lot of the predominance of breast cancer is estrogen receptor positive. You're right. So you obviously don't want to promote estrone or estradiol necessarily. But like I say, sometimes estriol and the 2-methoxyestradiol can make a difference in prevention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if you already have the cancer, does that slow it down somehow or fight it or what?
Possibly, you know, depending on what stage you're in. I would use more than just these hormone metabolites as treatment, of course. But, but yeah, normally for a lot of women, they will do they'll take care of the breast cancer, and then, you know, as a preventive, they'll do these metabolites. So,
oh, I see.
That's more of a, that's typically something that helps prevent recurrence.
So do you have any suggestions as to when you do have the breast cancer, what could be some of the least nauseating drugs out there that you have or elsewhere?
Oh. Well, actually, Kathy, if you could hold on, we're going to take a quick break, and then I will try to answer that question. Thank you. But we were talking to Kathy about hormone treatments for breast cancer. Are you still there, Kathy?
Yes.
So obviously cancer is a complex subject, and I couldn't begin to really do it justice on the radio. But typically, patients coming into our Tukwila clinic at Tahoma Clinic, what we try to do is support a person in whatever stage or whatever process they're going through, whether they're incorporating conventional care, surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. So what you can do is call our clinic and ask for one of the docs who specialize in that. But typically we look at your nutritional status, which things like vitamin D levels are quite important. We almost always look at how you're metabolizing the estrogens in breast cancer. Mm-hmm. So if we can maximize the estrogen quotient and the 216 ratios, minimize the inflammatory estrogen metabolites, and maximize the anti-cancer metabolites, those are typically our approaches. But typically we'll use things like vitamin D, green tea extract, something called DIM, which is an extract of broccoli and cauliflower or cruciferous vegetables. We typically use modified citrus pectin to prevent metastases. So there's quite a number of things. CoQ10 is also very important.
Oh, is that citrus what?
Modified citrus pectin has been shown to prevent metastases. So if you're at an early stage, I would definitely have you do that to prevent metastases, especially, during a surgery or right after a surgery.
Uh-huh.
So.
Okay, well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then, are you one of the cancer doctors there?
Myself and Dr. Davis Lampson do most of the cancer care.
Okay.
So either one of us would be fine. Yeah.
All right. Super.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks.